We are indeed grateful and thankful today for another opportunity to stand in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our president and to all of his cabinet and to all that are assembled today. We want to continue talking about this window of illustration that we have couched, at least anchored ourselves somewhat, just out of a verse in Genesis. Noah, when he is building the ark, he is commanded to put a window in. Put a window in, and we've called that window, for the sake of our topic, a window of light, a window of illustration whereby someone can see more clearly, more vividly what you are getting at. My thesis, if you have your notes, simply says an illustration should not be, should not add confusion. Complication, vagueness, but rather it should add clarity, make connection, and remove complexity, resulting in an aha moment that someone can say, yes, now I see. I see clearly what you are saying. That we left off talking about the fact that God has given the preacher the instrument of talk.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen. And nobody can talk like a preacher. Amen. We got 66 books of preacher talk. Of God talk. And if you've been given that gift of oration, that gift of talk, you don't need any props. And I was pointing out, and I was going past, I said Greens Point, but I meant Greenway. Y'all know who's in Greenway. And to go beyond that, we go to the Woodlands. There's a fella on television that that he spends a whole lot of money with props. Man, he builds sand castles on the stage for his preaching, and you might come and he have ramps, and they're jumping motorcycles in the church on the stage, and they're shooting bow and arrows. I mean, all kind of stuff. Props. But a preacher doesn't need props. A preacher can paint on the canvas of the mind with the paintbrush of words. That in an economy of words, he can get over a point, and by way of illustration, it be so vivid and clear. In such a way, what an illustration does, it stops you from flying overhead and puts boots on the ground. Somebody know what I'm talking about in military sense. One preacher remarked, the sermon that has the most learning in it is the one that has the most plainness in it. Yeah, that's what we're after, clarity. Sometimes the preacher can get up and be and complicated. Somebody said that the theologian's job is to make the simple complicated. And sometimes that's true. That's exactly what happens. Another preacher prayed, Lord, only give me learning enough that I might be plain enough. And I might be plain enough. The strong meat of doctrine, the strong meat of our explanation of the truth is made more palatable by the salt and pepper of parable and illustration. Illustrations. And you got in your congregation, you have different learning styles. Some that are in here know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You teachers, and you've been trained, and you know that some kids are audible, and other kids are visual, and some are what they call kinesthetic, you know. And illustration allows you to reach past to that person that's not quite audible. I'm audible. I have a good. All I have to do is listen. And I can get exactly what you said. You don't need a whole bunch of hoorah. Sometimes folks going over expert, I say, that's enough. I got you. I got you. But some people need illustration. And they can see the illustration clearer than they can understand the logic and the proposition of logical statements and propositional statements. And so, as I run on to my seat, one of my persons that I listened to for years and great teacher of biblical truth talked about how he was saved. And he said, when I got saved, it wasn't because I heard an explanation of the gospel in its formal presentation. He said, the day I got saved, he said, I heard a proverb that said, where a tree fall, that's where it lay.
Yeah. Whoa.
And he said, I saw myself laying on the ground. Life is over. And I had done nothing. He said, and that brought me in. Well, tree, you just never know. You never know. We were one day, my mentor, God rest his soul now, we were at the radio station, and there was a group of women pastors that had come in, and they wanted to talk and debate about women pastors and women, God can use women and all that, and they wanted to have biblical discussion over all of that. And when they had said what they had to say, my mentor simply said this. He said, will you wrestle a bad or lie?
All right.
It was over. He didn't say nothing else.
Yeah.
Will you wrestle a bear and a lion?
All right.
So that's the job of a pastor.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Whoa!
Bless you, man.
Put it back. Put it back.
Thank you, man. Thank God for people. Now we're up to.
Bring him up. Bring him up. Yeah. He's been here a long time. Bring him up. Is he up?
Thank you for directing me.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Place to stand behind this sacred desk.
Yeah.
And they call that your instrument.
Right.